This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As many as a million people filled the streets of Santiago, Chile, the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week, over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waved national flags, blew whistles, pounded on pots and pans, and waved signs urging political and social change. By mid-evening, most had made their way home ahead of an 11 p.m. local time curfew. Also Friday, protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators, and some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building. At least 19 people have died in that turmoil that swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares and soon morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. At least 42 people have been killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and 4 southern provinces. 12 died in the city alone. Several died while trying to storm the houses of another armed faction in 2 southern cities. Parliament is scheduled to meet on Saturday to discuss the protests even further. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. This is VOA News. The federal judge who oversaw the special counsel's Russia investigation in the United States is ordering the Justice Department to give secret grand jury testimony to House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department says it's reviewing the order from Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell, who said the redacted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report must be released to members of Congress within days. It's not clear if anything new will be gleaned from that material, but the judge said the Justice Department was wrong to withhold it. She's also rejected the government argument that impeachment is not a judicial proceeding and rejected their stance that the inquiry isn't legitimate because the House didn't take a formal vote to launch the impeachment inquiry. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The RNC says that it wholeheartedly backs U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Republican National Committee took the unusual step Friday of expressing solidarity with President Donald Trump, saying it now more than ever wholeheartedly supports the president. The resolution came amid the ongoing impeachment probe by House Democrats. The RNC Executive Committee vote was held by phone, and the resolution was unanimously approved. The RNC also supports a Senate resolution offered by South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, objecting on procedural grounds to how House Democrats are handling the impeachment probe. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mourners bid farewell to the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings in his hometown of Baltimore. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Speakers included people who considered Elijah Cummings a mentor. There were colleagues like Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who called him
the North Star of Congress. Our guiding light.
Jennifer Cummings thanked her father for teaching her the dual power of her beauty and her brilliance.
We weren't just dad and daughter. We were confidants and friends. And Daddy, I will miss that the most.
Former President Bill Clinton recalled Cummings' talent for speaking and his booming voice. Former President Barack Obama says Cummings' parents passed on strength and grit, but also kindness and faith.
There's nothing weak about being honorable. You're not a sucker to have integrity, and to treat others with respect.
Obama said that when the path ahead looked difficult, that's when Elijah Cummings' voice mattered most. I'm Ed Donahue.
Firefighters in the state of California are simultaneously fighting blazes in both the north and south of the state. One blaze north of Los Angeles caused the evacuation of more than 50,000 people. Another fire is burning in northern Sonoma County. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.